Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What about now? I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
good vibrations. Starting the show with the Beach Boys, the Beach Men. They announced today they are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair this year, Monday, August 29th, along with the Temptations and the Tower of Power. That's on August 29th. The Man and Manchester Orchestra, with special guest Bad Bad Hass, will be joining Portugal, the band, on August 27th, and DJ Disney Princess, the concert.
Oh, man.
On Monday, on Labor Day, September 5th. You might want to hit that.
If I want to be a hero in my house, I just buy three tickets to that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going, but the other three could go.
I think you should go, if nothing else, for the people watching and the food.
Oh, all the Disney princess dresses, yeah.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
These are all at the State Fair Grandstand.
State Fair, yeah.
Right?
They just added these bands today.
Okay.
Looking forward to that. And if you want to get a taste of the Minnesota State Fair, keep in mind the Twin Cities Auto Show is at the State Fairgrounds. Hundreds and hundreds of vehicles out there, including hybrids and EVs. And tonight, all day today, Military Appreciation Day at the Minnesota State Fair for the Twin Cities Auto Show. Free admission for vets and active military. So that's a pretty good
day. Have you been to a show at the State Fair Grandstand before?
It's been a long time. Yeah. Been a long time.
But you have?
I have. Yeah.
What was it?
I can't remember. I can't remember what I saw, but I think it was good. Life is a blur, my friend.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny until somebody gets hurt. So,
before you say whatever that is, we are giving away Twins tickets. It's another Twins ticket Tuesday today. Later in the show, you can win a 4-pack of Twins tickets.
What hour? What hour of the show?
I can't give up the secrets, Paul.
Really?
Yeah, you got to stay tuned.
Okay. Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me, but okay. Stay tuned. You can win some free swag. So among the many stories circulating out there, this one caught my eye. UFOs. Still not sure what to think about UFOs. I don't know. I'm keeping an open mind. Are we alone? Flying saucers, unexplained lights, hovering objects. These Navy sightings, these fighter pilots, who I don't think are prone to conspiracy theories, there's video of chasing these things, and they can't keep up. They obviously, whatever it is, it doesn't obey the law of physics as we know it. Look, UFO sightings have puzzled government officials and witnesses for decades. Many are seeking to answer the question, are we in fact alone? We may soon get some answers to that burning question. Although I'm not holding my breath, a House panel is holding an open congressional hearing on UFOs for the first time in more than 50 years. And I found this interesting. Representative Tim Burchett, a long-term advocate for disclosure, all the information that the government has on UFOs, he told The Sun Online that he has been informed by, quote, reliable sources that material has been recovered from the objects or crafts that have been reported in the skies over the U.S. This Tennessee Republican declined to elaborate further. He said the information had been passed to him in a classified setting. Okay. Maybe you shouldn't say anything if it's classified, but what do I know? But do we have evidence now? And that's always, you know, it's one thing to see something in the sky and point and say, well, I think that's a UFO. If we have actual evidence, especially if materials that are not found on this planet, that would be a pretty big data point in my mind. And I think either option is almost equally profound. If we're really truly alone in the universe, a universe of billions of galaxies, and each galaxy has billions of stars, if we're truly alone, that to me is profound. If there are other forms of intelligent life out there, I think that is equally profound and vaguely terrifying, because they may not come in peace. And I found it interesting. What, last week, remember, we shared a story. NASA is sending out images of nude people. What?
Drawings.
Drawings, right. Not
photos.
It's not, yeah. But I still find that questionable. I mean, do you really want to do that? Do you really want to lure the aliens here? Take us to your leader. No, I want to meet this person here on the drawing. What do you think? Do you have an opinion?
You know, I, in terms of all the sightings and the, you know, people gathering at Roswell or Area 51 and that whole, like, sort of cult movement of following that, no, I don't put much credence in that. I don't think there's, like, little green men visiting us that are getting dissected in the desert by secret government operations. No. Now, do I think it's possible we're not alone? Yeah, sure. Do I think it's possible and likely that there's things in this world, in this universe, we don't understand, that are creating things that we don't know how to predict and understand? Yeah, sure. And I don't know what that is, but I don't think it's, you know, like I say, I don't think it's green little men like coming to beam us up to their UFOs or something like that. No.
It would be a profound moment for humanity if we found out we're not alone. And I wonder what it would do to organized religion. I mean, you and I are both Christians.
Yeah.
Would that shake up your faith in any way?
No.
Yeah, me neither. But I think a lot of people would be scratching their heads.
Yeah.
But we shall see. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. If any interesting information comes out of these open subcommittee hearings, you know who's probably an alien? Because
don't say Tim Lammers.
His TV and streaming and movie reviews are a little too perfect. Tim Lammers, up next with What to Watch.
You're listening to Paul and Jordana on News Talk 830 WCCO.
The outlook calls for change. I'm tracking moving trucks on my Doppler radar. People still want to move, or they have to move. If there's a move in your future, push the easy button and give John Schuster's team a try. Don't waste time going anywhere else. Don't fall for slick marketing gimmicks. In today's shifting marketplace, you need an experienced, trusted real estate team standing behind you. Michael and Denise in Maple Grove were looking to move up north to cabin country. Good idea. They were referred to the John Schuster Group by a trusted family member. Good advice. Denise and Michael were pleased. John's marketing generated two offers. The very first day it came on the market, it sold for more than $32,000 over list price. This happens every day, folks. Contact John for full details, 952-222-9000, online John Schuster Group, to check out John's 350-plus five-star reviews. Google the John Schuster Group.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from DirectConversations.com, it's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Time travel. It's not a superpower. It's a disability. It's what's wrong with me.
Can I help you?
Henry.
Sorry, I don't know.
Claire.
So we've met them.
Yes.
Man, I'm a sucker for time travel. That's a clip from the new streaming series on HBO Max, The Time Traveler's Wife, Tim Lammers, who's here from the future. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. I don't want to know what the future is like. I'm just focused on the present. Tim, good to have you back. What did you think of this?
Well, hopefully I can get through this next. If I'm looking ahead to the future, I will be giving you two good reviews. How about that?
Yes.
It's in very interesting series, Paul. It's a very engaging series from the get-go. Yes, it involves time travel. Actually, this is based on a hit novel, which is actually made a movie in 2009 starring Eric Bana and Rachel McAdams. But basically, it's about this couple. We meet them when she's 20. Her name is Claire, played by Rose Leslie, and he's 28. His name is Henry, played by Theo James. She drops a big one on him. She's his future wife. There's a slight problem with their marriage, though. He disappears and travels in time just on the drop of a hat. He can feel us coming a little bit ahead of time. He's always naked when he lands, kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger is in Terminator, that kind of thing. But he also gets sick as he travels to different places, and he travels back to where he started his adventure. It sounds complex trying to describe it, and it is complex at times trying to figure out what's going on, but it's actually, I'm intrigued, you know? I mean, the thing is, they only dropped one episode of this thing on HBO Max. It's going to be every Sunday night now until the series is done. But, yeah, it deals with, you know, the troubles of being married to somebody who has this ability, even though they don't want it, to time travel. And then you mix that in with the complex nature that goes probably with every marriage. So, yeah, it's very interesting series. I really like the cast. I mean, mainly it's just Rose Leslie and Theo James, who is in the Divergent series. So you might recognize him from there. But, yeah, I really like it so far.
Good. No, I'm definitely going to check this out.
It's got the romantic thing going, Paul. So that probably would be, you know, an in for you to watch it with your wife. You know,
we can
that
cuddle.
Sort of thing.
We just can
say,
cuddle on the couch.
It's a sci-fi romance tale.
Sci-fi romance. Okay. I love the time travel stuff. And
I do too. I do too. But you know, there's always something you're going to find wrong with it. You know, there's leaps of logic that you have to take. And again, it has this heavy Terminator feel to it. I tell you what, they show the behind of Theo James more than I would care to know. But hey, that's part of the perils of time travel. You disappear, your clothes remain behind, and then you end up naked as a jaybird when you land.
I hate it when that happens. And so do the people around me. I'm going to add that to my queue. Let's play a clip from Candy on Hulu.
What is wrong?
I know it makes me horrible.
I have an affair.
That's a bad ex-husband.
He's married.
I know, but
don't I deserve more?
Candy, we were so close and
I've just been so busy.
She knows.
You had me a Jessica Biel. I want to hear more about this one. What do you make of Candy?
Well, this one is on Hulu. Jessica Biel, people may or may not know that she was born in Ely, Minnesota. Spent a few years there before she landed somewhere else and eventually Hollywood and marries Justin Timberlake. But she is one heck of an actor. And in Candy, this is another true life crime tale, just like last week, Paul, with the staircase. This happened in 1980. Jessica Biel plays Candy Montgomery. She's this happy-go-lucky suburban housewife who snaps and commits a heinous crime. And I don't want to get into details, but it involves some friends of theirs. You know, again, it's one of these things that's a grabber. I mean, you know, when you see a film that's, you know, fictional or a TV show that's fictional, I don't know, there's just a little extra edge there knowing that this really happened. So, you know, it's immediately engaging. And, you know, just a very unusual suspect to commit this sort of heinous crime. So, Not having read about this particular crime, much in the way I didn't read about the staircase crime beforehand, I'm intrigued. Now, if you are a news junkie, and you probably already know about Candy Montgomery in this situation, but for as a viewer who really does, I'm very intrigued by the true crime stuff. Yeah, this one has me hooked.
Okay. What do you find yourself spending the most time on? I know you review across the board all the streamers, but I'm spending a lot more time on HBO Max and also Apple TV Plus, watching Tehran on Apple TV Plus,
oh,
which
yeah.
is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, look, they both of those channels that you mentioned, I should say channels, services, whatever you want to call them, apps, mm-hmm. They're very, very good at bringing out compelling new content. I also find that Hulu is really, coming in strong, too. You know, they had Dope Sick. They had The Dropout. Now they have Candy. They had Under the Banner of Heaven that came out recently. You know, it used to be, Paul, that remember where it's like, well, what's coming out in the fall, with broadcast TV, And then before you know it, they split seasons in two. So you had the spring premieres, the second half of series. Now you got these streamers coming out every single week. But I have to say, I am so impressed with HBO Max, probably amongst the rest of them at this point, just because I think they're a bigger, obviously when you got a bigger company behind you, I mean, you have the ability to push out more and more content, and they've been coming out with some fantastic stuff, including Winning Time. That's another one of those that came out recently. So, it's hard to pick a favorite, but right now, Hulu and HBO Max and Apple TV Plus, they're all on a hot streak.
I still watch a lot of sports on the regular networks, but most of our television diet now is streaming, and it's peak TV. It's an arms race. It's just, you can't watch all the good stuff that's out there.
Well, the other thing to note, too, is that you got somebody like Amazon Prime, when you got Jeff Bezos running the show. Next thing you know it, we're going to have Thursday nights on the NFL.
Yeah, that's right.
They're even taking away the sports that would traditionally air on a certain day on a broadcast network. So I would imagine before too long we're going to see everything on streaming. The other thing is, too, I mean, your local channels, you obviously can watch them with a digital antenna or cable if you still have that, but you can also get the apps, too. So it's kind of like an all-in-one complete, it's a comprehensive package in a way, having, like a Roku stick or an Amazon Fire stick or however you get your streaming.
Yeah. Well, thank you for always helping us to focus on what is especially worthy of our time. Tim Lammers, catch you on Friday, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Paul. And I heard Jordana call in yesterday. I will certainly be praying for her, and we'll certainly be sending streaming recommendations while she's stuck in Rochester.
Please do. Please do. Thank you, Tim. I know that means a lot.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll talk on Friday.
You bet. When we come back, should people who are mentally ill be able to purchase automatic rifles, semi-automatic rifles, AR-15s? A little bit of perspective on what just happened in Buffalo with the racially motivated shooting there. When we come back, a representative from the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus joins us on CCO. Paul Douglas back with you. Jordana here in spirit. She's with her family today. Tomorrow she's heading down to the Mayo Clinic for a bone marrow transplant. So thank you for keeping her and her family in your thoughts and prayers.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been a lot of thoughts and prayers about the 10 people killed in Buffalo on Saturday, including, well, a retired police lieutenant, a substitute teacher, a beloved grandmother of six, and a dedicated community activist. They're calling it a hate crime. An 18-year-old armed with a semi-automatic drove 300 miles, chose his target, and I'm still trying to unpack this. And God help us if we ever become numb to these shootings. More than 1,200 people have been shot so far this year in 234 mass shooting incidents with 247 fatalities. Rob Dorr has been on our show a number of times. He's a government relations consultant, a political analyst, and senior vice president, government affairs for the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Hey, Rob, welcome back.
Good to be back, and definitely keeping Jordana in our thoughts as well.
I appreciate that. Hey, I've talked numerous times about Second Amendment rights. I have my conceal and carry. I acknowledge our Second Amendment rights, and nobody's coming for my guns anytime soon. But based on what we just saw in Buffalo, and it's just a recurring theme, is there any effective way to identify and diffuse these walking, ticking time bombs in our midst? Could anything have been done? And I don't mean to ambush you on this, Rob, but I'm just wondering what went through your mind and what is it going to take to get people who have obvious mental health challenges off the streets and unable to purchase these assault weapons?
Yeah, I mean, it's always shocking to the conscious whenever things like this happen. And kind of the first thing that goes through my mind is, what was the reason? Why did this person do this? And then what were the warning signs that could have prevented this? And I think, with this individual, we saw that, the police had actually, that the courts had actually ordered a mental health evaluation. They had gone through this process. And I think that's just the crux of the issue here is what, we have this mental health crisis going on. The resources are incredibly sparse. We haven't made the investments that we need to in treatment and identification. But on the other side of that is the vast majority of people who are mentally ill are no danger to anybody.
Right.
So it's really a matter of trying to identify those people that are a threat to themselves or others and get them help and intercede in those times while also not treating every single person who's going through a mental health episode like they're a ticking time bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah, I struggle with this because New York State has a red flag law which took effect back in 2019. And yet this guy still fell through the cracks. He was able to buy an assault-style weapon, right?
Yeah, legally bought and it wasn't an assault style. It was a New York compliant rifle. So while it looks like an AR-15, New York requires these firearms to be manufactured in a way where it doesn't have the same characteristics as other types of AR-15s that you can buy in other states. So, it's one of the reasons that they're number two and number three in Brady, the Brady campaign, and Every Towns and Giffords rankings. New York is one of the top states because of these laws. But I think it always just shows the fault in logic. If you're relying on laws and restricting access to firearms in mass rather than specifically targeting the individuals who are a threat, people will always fall through the cracks.
And just to back up what you said, the gun was a semi-automatic Bushmaster XM15 ES rifle that was modified to use a high-capacity magazine. The shooter purchased the original weapon legally. He also had a shotgun and a bolt-action rifle he received from his father as a gift when he turned 16. Rob, there's a Pew Research Center analysis polling on gun laws last year. 8 in 10 Americans are in favor of preventing people with mental illness from purchasing guns. 8 in 10. And making private gun sales and sales at gun shows subject to background checks. I mean, I don't think this is a liberal thing or a conservative thing. It's a common sense thing. We all have a right to defend ourselves, but what do you think we can agree on as a society today, and even here in Minnesota? What's the common sense kind of moderate middle that most on the left and most on the right might agree to?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think, you know, when we speak in these broad, nebulous policy provisions, you know, it's easy to get support or get opposition based on just kind of this broad idea. But what really where you really start to get into the nuts and bolts is the specific details of pieces of legislation. And that's where it really is. So when people say that they support, you know, stopping people with mental illness from getting guns, of course, everybody's going to support that. But what if you say that, well, if you're visiting a therapist, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. You're probably going to have a lot less support on a measure like that. So, you know, we work with people, organizations like NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness, to try to identify strategies of things that we can come up with. One of the things that we've been working on for a few years is a voluntary identification as a prohibited person. So, for example, if you're going through, you know, with a family member or working with a therapist and you're going through a crisis, you can voluntarily, of your own accord, you know, in that moment when you're thinking clearly, add yourself to a prohibited person, so that when you go, if you do go and try to buy a gun, you're going to be denied. But again, you know, we feel like that respects people's Second Amendment rights, because they're willingly and engaging in this process and wanting to do this to protect themselves from those moments of weakness. So I think there is a lot of common ground, but we have to step away from those really broad talking points.
Yeah, I realize we all have freedom of speech, and at times it conflicts with the Second Amendment. Last year, this shooter, and I'm not going to mention his name. He doesn't.
No, please don't. Yeah. That's one of the biggest factors in. Yeah, we actually have some researchers that right here in Minnesota, Dr. Jillian Peterson, who are they're leading research in mass shootings, and they've identified one of the main reasons that that these people choose mass shootings rather than just injuring themselves is because they want to go out with infamy. So the less we say their names, the better.
Yeah, the notoriety. No, I get it.
Absolutely.
15 minutes of fame. Apparently, at his high school, there was an end-of-year project, and he said he was planning a murder-suicide, and this drew attention from law enforcement. They picked him up at the high school. They took him to a hospital for a mental health screening, but then they released him. He said he was joking, but in fact, it turns out he was not joking at all. So I don't know what you think about this, and I know First Amendment advocates may not like this, but if you publicly, and if you're on social media, that's public, if you publicly threaten violence, threaten a shooting, should that matter, or should you be free to say whatever you want and free to purchase weapons?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting intersection. If you are making credible threats to public safety, then you should absolutely not be able to buy a firearm. But I think, you know, it's been 3 years since that had passed. So you kind of go through a lot of times when you look at an instance, it's easy with the benefit of hindsight to look back and say what you should have done at points X, Y, and Z. It's when you're at points X, Y, and Z that it's the most difficult to determine whether, you know, these oddities are actually warning signs or whether they're something rather nebulous. But I think at the end of the day, it was absolutely clear that this individual needed some mental health assistance and did not get it.
Rob Doerr, Senior VP, Government Affairs for the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Thank you for what you and your team are doing, and wish you the best. Thank you for your perspective, Rob.
Thanks. Take care, Paul.
You bet. When we come back, the one and only Susie Jones with an update from the newsroom. Paul, back with you. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. Susie Jones here in Studio A with an intriguing story. You had me at robots.
You know what? In our business, Paul Douglas, in my business, I get about 8 skazillion phone emails a day, maybe 9 skazillion on a busy day.
Yeah.
Most of them I hit delete. But I saw a headline from the University of Minnesota that said researchers have developed technology that allows a person, an amputee, to control the prosthetic with their mind.
Really?
Really?
That sounds like a breakthrough to me.
Yeah. And so cool. So cool. We have a video of it on our website, wccoradio.com. And so they have this. So you have a hand, right? This guy named Cameron got his hand crushed in an accident.
Oof.
He has a prosthetic hand.
Right.
They put a chip in his arm that reads the nerve signals from his head.
From his brain.
Mm-hmm. Brain, head. And they're going to cringe at me describing this. And those nerve signals go into a computer, artificial intelligence, which kicks it back and sends the signal to the hand. So then you think, pick up the phone. So then your hand goes, pick up the phone. In your mind, without even saying anything. It's just, I am thinking,
wow.
The thought goes to my brain, and then the brain makes my hand move. My fake hand, my prosthetic hand.
But if I acted on everything I'm thinking,
I'd
really be in trouble.
What the heck?
I'd be in jail.
I never even he takes it right down the old gutter, doesn't he?
Well,
Dave?
I'm not saying that. But
I don't know. I just think, you know, this is beautiful. And you're right, though, of course. But, I mean, mostly, you know, you can eat. Think of all the implications.
I get it. I just don't want to be the first one to, hey, Paul, you want to test this out? Trust us.
They're talking about not just amputees, that chronic pain, that also neurological disorders, ALS, MS, ataxia, anything of movement. If you can put a chip in to work with your nerves and signals to your brain, you know, who knows what the possibilities are. They're out there.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening at the U.
There is so much happening at the U. That neuroscience and bioengineering department, woo!
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful there are smart people on the planet. I really am. Every day.
Wow.
Because I'm not one of them.
That sounds like a breakthrough. So let me get this right. You have to have a computer.
Yep.
So he's wearing this computer, or the computer is implanted, or?
Well, let me just say this. Right now, the system requires wires that come through the skin to connect to the exterior AI, artificial intelligence,
right,
interface,
okay,
and robotic arm. But if the chip could connect remotely to any computer, it would give humans the ability to control their personal devices, a car, a phone, for example, just using their mind. If you could read my love.
You think you could, like, is there a danger that somebody hacks into this? Like, I could hack into your prosthetic arm and I could slap Paul, but it would be you slapping Paul. But I hacked in and did it.
It was the computer that slapped Paul.
I didn't do that.
No,
imagine
the
legal complication,
oh,
you know, if you're
God.
In court.
It wasn't me. It was my hand.
It was my AI, my artificial intelligence.
Wait, but are you saying that this type of technology could be used for people that don't need a prosthetic? That, like, I could just think something and my phone would dial something?
No.
No.
We're all to the prosthetic. This is just amputees.
Ooh. I hope it's not powered by Windows 10. I'd hate to have to keep restarting.
Stop it.
Get the blue screen
but
of death.
But this is really cool stuff.
It is cool. I want to hear more. That's cutting edge stuff.
Go to WCCORadio.com because there's an article and the video.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
No, you're
Thank
not.
You, Susie Jones. We'll be right back on CCO.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.